CD 8.
Out of the corner of his eye, Vimes saw the other werewolves spreading out around the pool.
"And now you set me up," he said. "Pretty amateurishly, I'd say, but impressive, because D couldn't have had much time after he thought I was getting close. It would have worked, too. People aren't good eyewitnesses, I know. They believe what they want to see and what people told them they saw. It was a nice touch giving me that damn one shot. He really must have hoped I'd kill to escape."
"Is it not time you got out of that pool?" said Wolfgang.
"You mean bath?" said Vimes.
Yes, there was a wince. Vimes registered it. "Oh, you're walking upright and talking, my lad, and you look as strong as Nox. But somewhere between a human and a wolf has a bit of dog in them, doesn't it?"
"We have an ancient custom here," said Wolf, looking away. "And it is a good one. Anyone can challenge us. It's a little chase, the great game, a competition, if you like. If they outrun us, they win 400 crowns. That is a very good sum. A man may start a small business with it. Of course, as I can see or realise, if they don't outrun us, the question of the money does not arise."
"Does anyone ever win?" said Vimes.
"Come on, woodcutters, the people need wood."
"Sometimes, if they train well and know the country. Many a successful man in Bionk owes his start in life to our little custom. In your case, we'll give you, oh, an hour's lead for the sport of it."
He pointed.
"Bionk is 5 miles in that direction. The law says that you must not enter a dwelling until you get there."
"And if I don't run?"
"Then it will be a really short event. We do not like Ankh-Morpork. We do not want you here."
"That's odd," said Vimes.
Wolf's broad brow wrinkled.
"Your meaning?"
"Oh, it's just that everywhere I go in Ankh-Morpork, I seem to bump into people who come from Oberwald, you see. Dwarfs, trolls, humans, all beavering away quite happily and writing letters home saying, 'Come on, it's great here. They don't eat you alive for a dollar.'"
Wolf's lip curled, revealing a glint of incisor. Vimes had seen that look on Angua's face. It meant she was having a bad hair day. And a werewolf can have a bad hair day all over. He pushed his luck. It was clearly too weak to move by itself.
"Angua's getting on well. Vimes, Mr. Civilized Ankh-Morpork, you will run!"
Hoping that his legs would support him, Vimes climbed out on the snow of the bank as slowly as he dared. There was laughter from the werewolves.
"You go into the water wearing clothes?"
Vimes looked down at his streaming legs.
"You've never seen drawers before," he said.
Wolf's lip curled again. He glanced triumphantly at the others.
"Behold civilization," he said.
Vimes puffed life into his cigar and looked around at the frozen woodland with as much hauteur as he could muster.
400 crowns, did you say?" he said.
"Yes."
Vimes sneered at the forest again.
"What is that in Ankh-Morpork dollars? Do you know, about $1.50?
"The question will not arise," Wolf bellowed.
"Well, I don't want to have to spend it all here. Run!"
"In the circumstances, then, I won't ask you if you've got the money on you." Vimes walked away from the werewolves, glad that they couldn't see his face and very much aware that the skin on his back wanted to crawl around to his front. He kept moving calmly, his wet drawers beginning to crackle in the frosty air, until he was certain he was out of sight of the pack.
"So, let's see. They've got better strength than you, they know the country, and if they're as good as Angua, they could track a fart through a skunk's breakfast and your legs hurt already. So what are the pluses here?"
"Well, you've made Wolf really angry." Vimes broke into a run. "Not much of a plus there, then, all things considered." Vimes broke into a faster run. Off in the distance, wolves began to howl. There is a saying, "It won't get better if you pick it." Corporal Nobbs, or rather Guild President C.W. St. J. Nobbs, reflected on this. A little early snow was fizzling in the air over the metal drum, which, in the approved strike fashion, was glowing red-hot in front of the watch house. A main problem, as he...